Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer. This is episode F-112. I had a dream last night that I was just casually hanging out with Guillermo del Toro, maker of Pan's Labyrinth and Hellboy, etc. And I was telling him about my podcast. And of course, it was nothing quite like it really is. I love dreams. The first word in this episode is FLA. Capital FLA. This is an abbreviation for Florida. Florida? Florida. However you want to say it. The state we like to hate. But we love it, but we don't. I don't know. It's a weird state. Okay, let's make a sound effect. It goes... The next word is flab. Noun from 1951. It is soft, flabby body tissue. If you have the body tissue that you would consider is soft and flabby, then you have the flab. But it's fine. Own your flab. Be your flab. Flab your flab. People are very judgmental about how other people look. Don't get into their affairs. They're doing their own thing. You do your thing, let them do their thing. If they have flab, they have flab. And I hope they love their flab. It's a back formation from the word flabby, which is coming up here. But first we must go flab, 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 flab. By the way, that sound effect is not about flab. It's about a different word coming up. Here we go. Now we have the word flabbergast. I am flabbergasted by this word. It is a transitive verb from 1772. It means to overwhelm with shock, surprise, and wonder, or wonder, actually, or wonder. The synonym is dumbfound. I have found myself dumb because I am flabbergasted. I am shocked and surprised about all of these things that are happening. I was flabbergasted to be hanging out with Guillermo del Toro in my dream. I think we were at a restaurant, and I just went up to him and started talking. He was very nice. Another synonym is the word surprise. Flabbergastingly, whoa, how, what? Flabbergastingly, that is an adverb. Something can happen flabbergastingly? Interesting. Guess what? The origin is unknown. Did you guess that? Because I didn't. This is just one of those fantastic cases where somebody just says a word and it's stuck. I want to know who said it, what was the situation they said it in, why were they flabbergasted, and how did they come up with this word? Flabbergast, it's a fantastic one. Flab, 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 flab. Now we have the word flabby. The flab comes from the flabby. Adjective from 1694. I keep on forgetting to bring my Mad Libs book. I want to do a Mad Libs live with an episode, because this would be a good one for adjective. Okay, number one for flabby is lacking resilience or firmness. The synonym is flaccid, which is coming up. And so this is just something that's not firm. We talked about firm a number of episodes ago. If firm is hard, flabby is not hard. Basically, that's what that is. I have napkins here, paper towels. They're kind of flabby because they're not firm. I have a bagel here that was in the freezer to keep it fresh. It was firm, but now it's kind of flabby because it's defrosting. Oh, I can't wait to eat a flabby bagel. Number two is weak and ineffective. The synonym is feeble. Feeble, weak, and ineffective. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if you are weak, your muscles are not strong. They're not hard. They're not firm. And so, yeah, you could be considered a little flabby, I guess. But it's not just about a body. It's about other things, too. Flabbily is an adverb. Flabbiness. is a noun, and I just want to see something done flabbily. Ugh. Walking down the street flabbily. I can imagine something like this. Whoa, flabbily walking. Okay, now, that's an alternative of flappy with peas instead of bees. So maybe, you know, if your arms are kind of flabby, they're like flapping in the wind. Keep on hitting the arm. Flap, 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 flap. Next we have flaccid, F-L-A-C-C-I-D. Seems like there's a connection between flabby, two B's, flaccid, two C's, flappy, two P's. I think they're all related, clearly. Flaccid, oh, people also like to say flaccid with a K sound, flaccid. I think they don't know how it's pronounced. It's an adjective from 1620, before flabby. Number 1A, not firm or stiff. Also, lacking normal or youthful firmness, as in flaccid muscles. When I get very old, I think I will be a flaccid, flabby man. I have no muscles anymore. I'm just sitting here in my chair being flaccid, not stiff. 1B is talking about a plant part. The definition is deficient in turgor. If your plants don't have enough turgor, then you must call them flaccid. Your plants are looking so flaccid today. You must feed them some turgor. Number 2, lacking vigor or force, as in flaccid leadership. Yes, I think you definitely want your leadership to be more firm and not flaccid. Not flabby, not flappy. None of those words would be good for your leadership. Flaccidity is a noun. Something has flaccidity. Also, flaccidly is an adverb. Walking down the street flaccidly, very similar to flabbily. Walking with your flab. And of course, you know, oh, I should say that this word comes from the Latin flaccus, which means flabby. So, for that, but then did flabby come from, where did, how did, what happened? We went from the Latin word, which means flabby, and then flaccid came from that somehow in the 1620s. But then flabby might have come from flappy. So did flappy come from flaccid and flabby came from flappy? Of course, they didn't mention it here. Why would they? Why would the dictionary mention it? But of course, when we think of the word flaccid, we must call out a penis. That's usually where people are using this word. Is it flaccid or erect? Those are usually the two options. So, you know. That's flaccid. That's what we think of. Most of us. Me, because I'm an immature adult, that's where my brain goes. Okay. Flap, 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 flap. Now we have the word flack, F-L-A-C-K, first form, noun from 1939, one who provides publicity, and also the, especially the synonym press agent. So your press agent can also be called your flack? One who provides publicity. Interesting. Flackery is a noun. The origin is unknown for this one, but we do have a couple more forms of flack. I don't understand how this is being used. I gotta call up my flack so I can get some publicity for my dictionary podcast. Hey, flack. Why aren't you telling people about the dictionary? Flap, 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 flap. The second form of flack is a variation of flack without the C, so F-L-A-K, which that's going to be down the road a little bit, a couple episodes. So we'll learn about that when we get there, but now we got to go. Flap, 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 flap. The third form of flack is an intransitive verb, from 1965. It means to provide publicity. Also, engage in press agentry. Are you engaging in press agentry when you provide publicity? You are doing flack. But now, hold on a second. Let's look ahead to... No. Why? Oh, interesting. Okay, so the word flack without the C also can have the C. And one of those might be the word that I'm thinking, like, oh, you're giving me such flack. All right, that's going to be at F-L-A-K. I thought that would have been F-L-A-C-K. But I guess I'm wrong, as usual. But we have no etymology for this word, so maybe F-L-A-K will have some etymology. Press agentry publicity is flack? Maybe it's related to F-L-A-K? I don't know. We'll find out later. Blah, 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 blah. Now we have flacken, or flacon, or how would you say that? Flacon, or flacon. That one seems more proper. F-L-A-C-O-N. This is a noun from 1824. It is a small, usually ornamental bottle with a tight cap. With a tight cap. I need to see, let's turn that speakers down. I need to see a picture of a flacon. Yes. These are just so many different styles of flacons. Lots of ornamental bottles. You know, I think that they're using these for perfume, mostly. They're beautiful. I imagine the genie, was it I Dream of Genie? Was she the one who lived in the little bottle? Was that where she lived? I think she lived in a flacon. Let's see. Okay, yes, this is French. Means bottle. That's what it is. There's more at the word flagon, F-L-A-G-O-N, which is going to be in the next episode, I think. The flagon with the dragon has the brew that is true. So a flacon is a little cute decorative bottle, and maybe you just spritz yourself a little bit from the flacon. Flap, 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 flap. Now we have the word flag, which is, we have multiple forms of flag. First form, let's see, you can also say flag for this one. Flag! The flag. Okay, it's a noun from the 14th century. Any of various monocotyledonous plants with a long ensiform, leaves as... A, the synonym is iris, but especially a wild iris. And B, the synonym is sweet flag or sweet flag. Either one. I have not heard of these plants called flags. Interesting. This is from the Middle English flag, which means reed or rush. So it's in that plant world. Monocotyledonous. I don't know what that means. I think I've read that before. It means one of something. These plants have one something. One what? I don't know what the what is. The sweet flag. The sweet flag? Is it literally sweet? Is that why we call it the sweet flag? Interesting. Flag, 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 flag. The second form of flag is a noun from 1530. Number one. A usually rectangular piece of fabric of distinctive design that is used as a symbol, maybe for a nation, as a signaling device, or as a decoration. A few different options of why, how, and where we use flags. To be the symbol for a nation, a country, to signal things like the people at the airport who are waving their flags. Hey, go this direction, floop, 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 waving my flag. Or also just to decorate. Oh, what a beautiful flag you have. Is that the flag of a country? No, it's just decorative. It means nothing. Usually rectangular. Some of them are triangles or other fancy shapes, but usually rectangles. Anything else to say about flags? I mean, there's people who like know the flags of the world. Your smartphone probably has a whole bunch of flag emojis. I don't know if they say what they are. Like, if I go to type a thing, let's go to the flags section. Where's the flags? Here are the flags. Like, if I hold on to it, does it say what it is? If I click it, it doesn't say. I wish it would tell you what the flags were. Please and thank you. I got nothing here. I want to know. Next definition for flag is 2A. The tail of some dogs as a setter or hound. Also, the long hair fringing a dog's tail. I've definitely seen, I think I know what these tails are, that the tail sticks up and then the hair just sort of fringes off. They've got very long hair on their tail. And so I guess people were like, that tail, when it sticks up like that and the hair flows in the wind, that tail looks like a flag. They've raised the flag. Is the flag at half mast? So dog tail is a flag. Haven't heard of that one. Number 2B, the tail of a deer is also a flag. That one doesn't really look like a flag. I feel like they've got pretty small tails. That one's interesting. 3A, something used like a flag to signal or attract attention. Maybe my hand. This is, hey, hi, I'm trying to get your attention. Please come over here. I need to pay the bill. This is my flag. Don't you see? I'm flagging you down. 3B. One of the cross strokes of a musical note less than a quarter note in value. How deep do we... Okay, so there's eighth notes. A quarter note is divided into eighth notes, and usually those are the ones... There's the two circles, and they each have a line that goes up, and they're often attached by a flag on top. But sometimes if you only have one eighth note... then it has a little flag that hangs off the end. It's not attached to anything. It's not attached to another eighth note. It's just hanging out there, blowing in the breeze. 16th notes, I guess, also have a flag, but they have a double flag. There's two hanging off. Okay, that's a flag. That's a musical flag. Number four, I think that's where we're at. Yes, something represented by a flag, as 4A, the synonym is flagship, 4B, an admiral functioning in his office of command. An admiral functioning in his office of command, they are the flag, the flagship, the thing that's running the show at the top of the situation. I do feel like we don't need to say his in this situation. I think this is a perfectly fine place to use the word their. An admiral functioning in their office of command. 4C, the synonym is nationality. So your nationality would be your flag? Because it's something represented by a flag? But especially, the nationality of registration of a ship or aircraft. So they're probably, the ship or the aircraft is going to be like, we're from this country. So you know that we're coming into your space, so we're going to put a thing that shows our nationality. Maybe we're going to put the flag on our ship or aircraft to show where we're from, or just the ship or the aircraft is the flag. I don't know. Okay, let's look at the etymology. This is probably akin to the word fag, which means end of cloth. There's more at fag end, which, wow, we talked about that way at the beginning of the Fs. I do vaguely remember that definition, end of cloth. So it's like, what would they literally use the end of the cloth to hang up on a thing? Were those the early flags? Or is it just the end of the pole and there's cloth on it? Is that the... But it seems like this would make sense. The L got in there somehow. I don't know how that came in to this situation. flap, 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 flap. That's the sound of the flag flapping in the wind, very flaccid. The third form of flag is a verb from 1856. Is it just transitive? Yes. Number one, to signal with or as if with a flag, especially to signal to stop, as in flagged the train. I don't know if you can flag a train unless it's already stopping. This is often used with the word down, flag down, like, hey, I gotta flag down this taxi because I'm in New York and I want a taxi to go to the hospital because I cut off my arm. But how am I gonna flag it down without my arm? I guess I'll use my other arm. That's why we have two arms. Number two, to mark or identify with or as if with a flag, as in flagged potential problems in the proposal. So let's see, did we have one of those nouns that was like one of the cross strokes, something represent? No, if we're calling it out, we're trying to make everyone aware of this situation. We're flagging it. Hey, let's flag this for future discussion because it's a very important thing to talk about. And what is it? It's cereal. Flag potential problems in the proposal. There's not enough cereal in this proposal. We need more cereal here. Number three, to call a penalty on. The synonym is penalize. As in the example, a lineman flagged for being offside. And here we are using flag because the umpires, the referees, they are literally using little flags to show. They pull the flag out of their pocket and they throw it on the ground. They're like, hey, this is my flag. I'm throwing it down because you did something bad. I'm penalizing you. Flap, 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 flap. The fourth form of flag. The fourth form of flag is just intransitive verb from 1545. Number one, to hang loose without stiffness. I wish it just ended at to hang loose. To hang loose without stiffness. Just hanging there, I guess, if you have no stiffness and you're just hanging around, you are flagging? I'm trying to be very loose right now. Number 2A, to become unsteady, feeble, or spiritless. Oh, yes. Like mentally and physically flagging. I just have no spirit today. I'm flagged. Number 2B, to decline in interest, attraction, or value, as in flagging stock prices. What are they doing? They're declining. Oh, flagging stock prices are going down. That's what this whole fourth form of flag is all about. Just blech, hanging down, sad, weak, all of those things. So flagging stock prices. Okay, yeah, they're going down. Right now, you know, I'm dealing currently in early February with all of these stupid tariff conversations and many other things, and I'm not so sure. I think those stock prices might be flagging. This is probably from the second form of the word flag, which was the noun that had all those flags, the various kinds of flags, the dog flags, dog tail flags, deer tail flags, real flags, other flags, music flags, admiral flags. Flap, 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 flap. The fifth form of flag is a noun from 1604, a hard, evenly stratified stone that splits into flat pieces suitable for paving. Also, a piece of such stone. So, it's a flagstone? Is that what this is? This is from Middle English flag, which I think that's the same one that we saw before. Where did we see that? Yes, in the first form of flag, from Middle English flag, that one meant reed or rush. This one means turf, still in the plant world. Perhaps from the Old Norse flaga, which means slab. akin to the old English word flow, which means chip, like a chip of a rock, chip a piece off. I would like some potato chips. So, yeah, I guess this one's not really related to the flags that we think of. It's related to slabs and turf and chips. That's an interesting group of things there. All right, that's I'm going to call it a flagstone, although we probably will see that later. Because I think, did we also see this flagstone? Yeah, flagship. No, where's flagstone? We got to see that somewhere, right? It's going to be a 2 episodes from now. There's flagship, flagstone. There it is. Yep. Okay, great. Now, blah, 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 blah. The 6th form of flag. It's the last one. It's a transitive verb from 1615. It means to lay as a pavement with flags. Flag in the flag on the ground so you can walk on it. Okay, moving on. Flap, 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 flap. It's flag day. 2 words. Noun from 1894. Number one. This definition, you would capitalize the F and the D because it's very important. June 14th, observed in various states in commemoration of the adoption in 1977 of the official U.S. flag. Of course, this is very American. It's a mostly American book. So June 14th is Flag Day because that was the day that we said, hey, we're a country, and hey, we got a flag, and hey, we're going to change it later. So it's not the official flag anymore. The first one, if I remember correctly, had, I think it still had the 13 stripes, right, for the 13 colonies. And then in the rectangle in the corner, it had, I believe, the 13 stars, also of the 13 colonies. And who was it? Betty White? Betty Washington? Betty and Barney? Who made first flag? Here, let's just click on this. Betsy Ross. The origins of the first American flag are unclear, but it's widely believed that Betsy Ross sewed it. However, some historians believe that Francis Hopkinson, a New Jersey congressman, designed the flag. Let's see, what anything else interesting to say about this? 13 alternating red and white stripes, 13 white stars on a blue field. It's all pattern of stars is known as the Betsy Ross pattern, or the Philadelphia pattern, or the single wreath pattern. The blue shield of the flag is known as the field, the union, or the canton. The New Jersey congressman Francis Hopkinson, who submitted a bill to Congress requesting payment for designing the flag. Did he ever get it? I don't know. There have been a number of iterations of the American flag, and I believe my dad still has a flag that his grandpa had, my great-grandpa, which was made before we got the last 2 states, Alaska and Hawaii. So the flag only has 48 stars. It's, I think, 8 across and 6 down, and it's a decent size. It's probably, I would guess, maybe 6 to 8 feet across the whole flag, and then that's the wide side, and then the other one would be, I don't know, 4 or 5 feet. I don't know. I think my dad still has it, so I don't know. I think that's kind of cool. It's just a piece of history, a 48-star flag. It would be really cool to have a 13-star flag, an authentic one from the 1700s. Let's put a link in the show notes for, the United States flag, but also just the flags of the world, because there's a lot of them. There's so many of them. I'm overwhelmed by how many flags there are. Oh, number 2 for Flag Day is British. It is a day on which charitable contributions are solicited in exchange for small flags. Well, I love the fact that they have used this day to give money to people who need money. And then you get a little flag. I don't know what this little flag is. If you know, let me know. I know there's some people out there in Britain land who are listening to this all the time. All right, I think we got one more word. Flap, blah, 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 blah. It's flagellant. How do you say this? Flagellant, that's one of the ways. Or you can say flagellant. F-L-A-G-E-L-L-A-N-T. Noun from circa 1587. Number one, a person who scourges himself or herself as a public penance. And I don't know if I said that word right. Scourges or scourges? Something like that. So they're doing something bad to themselves because they are supposed to be penalized, public penance. But they have to do it to themselves. So they're the flagellant or the flagellant. Himself or herself, you could have just said their self. Save a little ink. Number two, a person who responds sexually to being beaten by or to beating another person. That was a little confusing. So they are getting a sexual response from someone beating them or them beating somebody else. And that's interesting. And I believe, let's see, yes, we're going to have more related words in the next episode. So then you'll be able to put all these pieces together. Why is it this word flagellant? It's from, you know, flagellate and all those things. So it's related. It seems like it's related to this sort of torture kind of thing. But then some people really liked it in a sexy way. And so it turned into that definition as well. We have no etymology here because we're probably going to get it in the next episode. So we have to say that flagellant or flagellant is also an adjective. And flagellantism, that is a noun. All right, let's pick a word of the episode. Today we had fla, that's Florida, flab, flabbergast, flabby, flaccid, flack, 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 aflack. Flacon, flag, 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 flag day, and flagellant. I think I just need to pick flabbergast as the word of the episode because it's a great word to say. And you can say it like flabbergast, flabbergast, flabber, flabber, flabbergast, 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 gast, flabbergast. Sometimes it's great just to sing a song with just the word. All right, let's talk about the movie times. Sneakers. That's the next one that we watched. This was probably at least the third time I had seen this movie, Sneakers. I think I saw it around when it came out and then a little bit later. So it had been a while since I saw Sneakers. But Sharon had a conversation with somebody about River Phoenix and Sneakers because he's in it. And we were like, yep, we're going to watch it tonight. And it's so good. It's the early 90s. It's largely a very like analog kind of thing, kind of movie. And it's heisty. And there's so many scenes of like of discovery of something. And the music gets all intense and the editing. And ooh, what are they learning? What are they finding? Ooh, I can't wait. It's like a puzzle. So good. So many classic scenes and moments in that. And the characters are great. And the writing is great, and it's a classic. You gotta watch Sneakers. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking it out. And until next time, this is Spencer flagging you to say hello. Email me, follow me on social media, watch, rate, review, all those things, please. And thank you. Go ahead and look in the show notes. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye. I'm so flabby.